He said, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon. Notice now, I'm going to go back and say it again. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already. So for me to say, God, send a blessing on me. Bless me, Lord. I'm about to go on this trip. I want you to bless this trip. He's already. Amen. It's already. It's already. And so we have to learn how to pray, how to believe, and how to say in line what's already done. Lord, I'm about to go on this trip, so I just want to thank you that my trip is blessed. And I just thank you that I have ministering angels and I have safe traveling because you've already blessed it. And your spirit will go with me, lead me, protect me. And I just thank you. Did I ask him, God, will you bless this trip? Already done it. Then, when we get into places like lingering things or desperate things, that I see there's many things in our understanding we don't know, in our intellect, our mind, we don't know. That's where we have to yield to the Holy Ghost. And I believe we are learning how to depend on the Holy Ghost to help us because God, that's exactly what God did. He sent the Holy Spirit to help us to pray about things, pray out things, and pray for things that we don't know. And he talks about helping our infirmities, our weakness. And so when we get to those things that's like that, and we can say, Lord, in Jesus' name, be healed. But you got a case that you don't know all involved, why that person not being raised up. So it had to be prayed about another way so God can move, because he can't move when he hadn't been given a right to move in it. Y'all following what I'm saying? Amen. So that's where praying in the Holy Ghost come then, being led by the Holy Ghost, yielding to the prompting of the Spirit and staying with it. And sometimes it takes hours to get it done, sometimes days. But you stay with it till you get it. But let's go on with this. He said, every spiritual blessing has already been lavished upon us as a love gift. Notice, as a love gift. What is a love gift? I give you a love gift. What you consider that as? I'm gonna have to pay him back. Really? A love gift is what? It's free. I love you so much I gave you a gift. No strings attached. A love gift. He has what? Lavished upon us. As a love gift, talking about his blessing. His blessing now. Lavished upon us in love gifts, as a love gift. From our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus. All because of he sees wrapped into Christ. If I'm wrapped into Christ, that means he is looking at Christ and I'm in there with him. He sees me just like he sees Jesus. Whew, that is so rich. He said, this is why we celebrate him. It's why, you know, I do that. Not just, you know, I don't raise my hand just because I'm in front of you. I can be in the prize of my home. I can be when, who? Them hands will go up because I don't mind celebrating him. Amen. I'm not ashamed of what he done for me. Amen. Under no circumstance. I'm not ashamed. Oh, yeah, the mind will show up, but once you get your mind renewed, and put the flesh in place and forget about what folks think and say, you don't mind. But at first, you could be intimidated. You could be ashamed. But not after all this the Lord have done, ain't no way. I refuse to be ashamed. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. How much? With all of our hearts. Here we go. What are we talking about? We're talking about who we are, what this new race, this new kind of man, this race of believers on earth, who are we? Who are we? What can we do? Are we affected? Do we have any authority? Can we affect what goes on around us in our lives, in our homes? Or can we affect what goes on in our community? Can we affect what goes on in our state, in our world? Are we just in here, just hanging on, trying to survive until Jesus show up and rescue us? Who are we? I want to show you what great wisdom, great planning God did even before you showed up. Now we, from what I understand, I could be wrong, from what I understand, the human, what we call mankind, we've been on this earth approximately 6,000 years, but that's not how old the world, that's not how old things are, because God has no beginning, no end, and you can't even put any age on it, because you don't know when he began, because he doesn't have one. But the whole point here is, when he got ready to bring us forth to be like him, that was great wisdom. He used his wisdom. Proverbs talks about how I was there. Wisdom said in Proverbs chapter 8, I was his master craftsman. I was there by his side. Before he made any dust, anything was made, he said, I was there with it. And he said, I find my delights in the sons of men. Wow. 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 So he went, so I said that because we're approaching these things, these scriptures, because the Lord told me. He says, it's about time, so I want y'all to go and I want you to come to some maturity in the realm of the spirit. I got some things for you to do. And he said, I got to have some mature people. You can't be timid about prayer and about the Holy Spirit and his gifts. You just gotta yield to him and say, I need to know. And he's sent to teach you everything God wants you to know. So he went into great detail. It was not something that was an afterthought in his mind. I'm gonna try this. No, God don't do stuff like that. He does. When he does something, it's well done.